Finally, today we have the regular feature we call In Your Ear. That's where we invite some of our guests to tell us about some of the songs that give them inspiration. This February, we decided to observe Black History Month by featuring global voices, artists and achievers who have roots in Africa but who are making an impact all around the world. People like Nigerian-American writer Teju Cole, whose fans and followers, especially on Twitter, are scattered all over the world. When we spoke to him recently, we asked him to share the music that's a part of his world.
Hi, I'm Teju Cole, and these are some of the songs that are in my ear right now. Lately, I've been listening a lot to Nigerian dance music. Nigerian pop music is very, very big in Lagos right now, unlike what it used to be 20 years ago when we mostly listened to American R&B and hip-hop. So we've got our own music that is very popular now. One of the best composers in any genre today is the American jazz musician Vijay Iyer. And his last trio album was called Accelerando. And a cover of The Star of the Story by him on that album is something that I listen to over and over and over again. I consider it a perfect track. I just really, really love his music, and I really admire the many different things he does. And finally, one of my favorite groups is the Kenyan art collective called Just a Band, who are anything but just a band. They do their own videos, they do cartoons, they do animation, and of course they do music. And from their album, 82, is the song Migingo Express. They are four young Kenyans who just seem to have the pulse of the world at their fingertips. And I just really, really adore all of them. And I really, really love the music they make. Migingo Express is my favorite at the moment. Yo, yo, yo.
That was Nigerian-American writer Teju Cole telling us what's playing in his ear. To hear our previous conversation with him, head over to npr.org, click on the Programs tab, and go to Tell Me More. Please listen throughout February for our Black History Month series, and you can also weigh in on Twitter if you like with the hashtag AfroGlobal. And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.